springtime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
Every bunny loves honey glazed carrots, a great side dish for your springtime celebration, and a delicious compliment to a sweet, bright Moscato.
Wine is made in virtually every country in the world, and I'm ready to give you a tour to find the right one.
Serving lamb this season? Try it with a bold Cabernet from the trendy Paso Robles region.
Whether you're hosting or just bringing the wine, we'd love to share our always low prices and ridiculous selection this spring at Total Wine & More. Cheers!
Yeah, what's up, y'all? What's going on, brother?
Dream Champs Radio, baby.
He's a legendary Queens rapper.
Hey, Hank Sangria, this your boy, N-O-R-E.
He's a Miami hip-hop pioneer.
What up, it's DJ EFN.
Together, they drink it up with some of the biggest players in music and sports.
You know what I mean?
The most professional, unprofessional podcast and your number one source for drunk facts.
This is Drink Champ Radio, where every day is New Year's Eve.
Let's go!
What up, Drink Champs Army, Drink Champs family? It's your boy DJ EFN. I want to say a couple words before we get into part two of this industry talk episode. We definitely want to thank all y'all who've been supporting us through this transitional period. We're between our deals, and we're going to come back bigger and stronger. So, you know, thank you for bearing with us, but trust us. It's a lot of good things happening behind the scenes, and we're very, very excited to just hit the ground running with, you know, season two of Drink Champs with Revolt TV and our other partners. So thank you for supporting us, and thank you for rolling with us. Actually, in this episode, part two of Industry Talk, you know, we're covering a lot. We're talking about the street team stuff. We're talking about working records. There's a couple people that, you know, I might have forgot. There's so many people that work behind the scenes. I definitely want to shout out a couple people, like On Point, my boy Bugga, Off the Hook, Doc Fresh, rest in peace to my brother Doc Fresh, Fat Man Promotions, Payback Promotions, my boy Big Teach with Big Mouth Promotions, shout out to Mike Monestine with Movement Marketing, Sam Crespo, Al Lindstrom, my boy Alfonso, and just basically, you know, there's a lot of people I'm forgetting, but all the street teams, from the regional guys to the national guys to the head of marketing from the labels or the guys who work the mix show at the record labels, from, you know, from the top all the way to the bottom, to that guy passing out flyers and you know, in whatever small market, each and one of y'all, shout out to y'all, man, because, you know, this industry is built on the back of the street teams and the DJs and everybody that plays their position behind the scenes. So I want to thank y'all. This whole two-part episode is dedicated to y'all. You know, from me and Nori, we really thank y'all, and, you know, we want to show y'all love. And I come from that, not just as a DJ, but also as a street team marketer. And, you know, I understand and I come from that. So thank you very much. So, you know, without further ado, let's get into this episode. Make sure you follow us. Very important at www.drinkchamps.com, at Drink Champs across the board. Shout out to the whole team, Hazardous Sounds, Rich Blanco, AKZ, Big Drain, Drink Champs Sports. I mean, everybody, Mr. Lee, everybody out, Diego, Ali, Randy Acker, the whole team, Boris Beats in the Hood, Eddie the Ass Eater, Sonny DBET, just, you know, shout out to everybody in the team, Drink Champs family, and let's just get it right into it. Let's go.
So what is the worst thing out of the music industry? What is the worst?
The worst. Completely went
in. The worst.
This is beautiful.
Going around.
Money.
You
know,
the worst thing about the worst thing 60. About the industry is about is this. You work so hard.
That's true. That is true.
Net 60 sucks.
Yeah. Facts. That's real for promotions.
Right.
What the fuck is Net 60? Sucks.
I've never heard of it.
Hold on. Let's explain to him. All the people that are promoting your records, uh-huh. when you're on a major record label, uh-huh. they don't get paid till Net 60. Net 60 is an invoice. They get paid 60 days later.
60 days later.
I'm on your page. I'm not going to name no labels. I'm not going to name no labels. Some people pay net 1 year.
Yo, Shampoo, when the next time, when's
I'm
the last time?
I'm still waiting for checks.
You feel me?
Oh, you know.
I'm like, still waiting
so the guys that are working
these
records on
these
major labels.
I never heard of this.
I swear to God. Look, we're all on the same page.
Because you got
to
understand this. Nori's an artist, right?
Right.
Nori's an artist. So as record label execs and reps, we don't tell the artists what we go through. We want to make sure the artists know
You had a good time?
Yeah.
Everybody's
they don't know
in.
We invest our own money.
This is fantastic.
Absolutely. All money the money is fronted by the promoter.
Absolutely.
Fronted.
Facts.
We don't even get our checks
the marketing
3 months
guys,
later.
The promotion guys, they're fronting their own money, and they're getting paid
no money,
back,
to be honest with
by
you.
The record label. They're not getting reimbursed, number one.
Facts.
They're just getting their check. Net 60,
and it's times, and it's times that you're with an artist.
I've never heard of this.
And it's times that you're with
and
an
no
artist.
And no legal
like,
fees for fucking sniping the rest.
It's times that you're with.
The thing is, the artist never knows. You don't want to put your artist in that state of mind. Like, don't worry about that bullshit. That's why they hire us. That's why we cost what we cost.
We the front line.
Exactly.
We go through the storm.
We going through all
let me,
that because
let me ask
it
you something.
Gets to you and it don't need
sweetness,
to get to you.
I want to ask y'all something because from our era of doing the street team stuff.
Right.
Y'all still signing the waiver for like putting up snipes?
No, but the snipes. Well, snipes is no more. Back in the days,
but you
guys
snipe.
Yes,
we had to sign
days,
a waiver.
No, back
look,
in the days,
you know how you saw your posters everywhere?
Yeah, we had
to sign a waiver that released the label from the obligation.
And
that
I
we
fought every street team for
that. And all that shit.
And I have to give props real quick to Echo because we worked for Echo Clothing, and Echo's a street dude did the graffiti, and they came in, they made a sign. The same waiver, but they flew me out to his headquarters. We signed the waiver, and then his lawyer was there. And when he walked away, and then the lawyer came back and said, y'all signed that, that's official. But if anybody in your team gets locked up for that, here's my card, y'all call me, and I'm gonna bail them out.
Absolutely. Not everybody do that, but one thing artists don't realize, right? It was the era of back in the day when I was working Ja Rule. Exodus album and Fat Joe's album, right? And this is when the 50 Cent and the Fat Joe shit and the Ja Rule shit was going
awards,
down.
Y'all
it was going
like,
down.
That was it.
Of course.
It was going down. Like, people don't understand.
They was there.
People don't understand the war on the street
that
was going down.
That's why I did the Border Dyke campaign for Puff.
That's the first time I met these guys.
Right, so hold on. I want to cut your wisdom. Mm-hmm. Right? This is talking about how the artists
the
don't understand
being that the street, like being that G unit and
right.
Birdie.
No, it was Violator. God bless on Chris Leiter. Violator. Violator, right? Right. Fat Joe was on Capitol at that time, so they hired me to do Capitol, and I was doing Def Jam also.
And Neil Levine was running Capitol at that
right,
time.
Right, so I'm doing Ja Rule's Exodus album,
and
I'm doing
somebody else.
Right, and I'm doing Terror Squad, I mean Fat Joe's album.
Are we still doing Def Jam?
Now Violator send out.
Yeah,
now Violator, hold on. Violator's promoting 50 Cent. Uh-huh. So Violator says, these two niggas can't live in the street. Uh-huh. So now they're ripping down all the posters. All right. So as you working crazy, putting up the posters, you out all night.
3 o'clock
you
in the morning.
You out all night, 3, 4, 5 in the morning.
Replenishing those
and
posters.
These motherfuckers are ripping your shit down.
But remind you, there was the Katrina hurricane that year.
Yeah.
Because it was the MT Awards.
Yeah. So and now I'm fighting all these niggas.
Yes, remember?
But this is the war of the streets that year. But what I'm trying to explain to y'all is that the artists don't understand the war we go through.
Yes.
Right. Because why? The labels like, yo, we have to get Ja Rule's album Exodus moving.
Right.
We need Fat Joe's shit moving.
Right.
And Violet is like, anything shaking, tear it down.
So now I'm
out here putting up their shit, and I'm going 3 blocks down, and I come back, all this shit's ripped down. So I'm like, yo, who the fuck is doing this shit? So I'm walking around, looking around, finding, you know, going around, and I see a Violator truck going by. I'm like, there they go right there. So now you got to chase that motherfucking truck down and beat them niggas up. It's war.
It's real life
beef. But remember, you don't know the artists.
And we couldn't even
You're
go to
doing
the show.
It.
We don't even
don't even let you. You don't even get in the club because why? They didn't give you a wristband. No, he's a street team guy. Stand outside.
Yeah.
And now you battling for position. Right. So now Violator's ripping everything down. Exodus, Ja Rule's no good in the street. Right. Fat Joe is no good in the street. These niggas gotta go. And 50 Cent is raining. Right. So we got a battle. Now it's beef. It's real life beef. So now we fighting these niggas. We scrapping. We like, this is real blood. Niggas is spilling real blood in the street. And then Sean Perez and Pecos had to come together and be like,
to my we on Sean Perez side at that time.
Yeah.
That era, we Sean, we doing.
And they had to come to us and be like, yo, Jay-Z and Puffy hangs out. Jay-Z, you know, they go to fucking the Hamptons and have fucking martinis. You know this, right? Y'all niggas gotta chill the fuck out.
Us in Miami, we had a good vibe with helping on with other teams. We never dissed each other.
Nobody fucked with us.
Now, it was foul. It was foul.
No, real talk. We had
out of town niggas came in.
Out of town motherfucking street teams were trying to fuck crazy. Us up.
It was the battle
and
of the
And that's when we had to fight them niggas.
It was
that was, that was
Miami
the difference.
Always, we always held each other down out here. Like, even, we always like, yo, get that block over there, sweetness. We over here. Mm-hmm. We, you know, we always help each other.
Keep it going.
But Ja Rule and Fat Joe didn't. No, I'm sorry. Fat Joe knew. Ja Rule didn't know the battle we were going through.
That was DJ Epps. I had the Julian account and you had that account.
What are you talking about? When Epps was G Unit? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, I remember I was his assistant.
Right.
We even met up in the corner. Eddie.
Yeah, yo.
That's
the
real. We started fighting niggas. I'm looking at Pooh. I'm like, holy shit, Pooh has no idea that was me. Yeah. Who you? I'm looking at you right now. Like you,
they was out.
Yeah. It was me.
It was out.
Yeah, we were. It was war.
Holy shit!
It was war.
It was running.
It was war. You got to understand. It was mega. All those buildings that you see on Biscayne, right? They were all being built when we were doing street teams. So it was nothing but gates. So all we did was put up our posters. But then when niggas left at 2 a.m., I was there at 3 a.m. And then this nigga was there at 4 a.m.
I'm up there.
Taking out posters. Yes, you got to understand
war.
That it was a competition.
It's war.
And
I don't know Ja Rule. I never met Ja Rule.
And the other point. And the other point of the story is when the cops catch you. Ain't no label coming to save you.
No one.
Nah,
the label's not gonna bail you out.
Nobody.
You doing it for self.
None of y'all niggas need.
Nope.
As an artist.
Artists don't give a fuck.
No label has ever come to
artists, we don't even know. We just find out the struggle today.
That's why the street team stuff is a culture in itself.
Right.
It is a culture.
And that's why, look at Pooh. He's known me for... What?
2.5 years.
Nah, 15 years.
No, for a minute.
No, I believe
that. I grew up under him. Like, I looked up to him when I would be on conference calls and I wasn't allowed to talk. Like, you can't talk. You don't have
why? Why couldn't you talk?
Because she's just starting.
I was starting.
She's starting, so you
she
don't
wasn't
deserve.
The market leader for,
nah,
for
you
Miami.
Don't deserve.
Play my
you're
position.
Not, you ain't battle in the streets.
Yeah, but you
yet.
Are Miami market
it
leader.
Now.
What do you mean it don't matter?
Now,
she's just starting.
Now.
She's just starting at that time.
Well, wait, you guys on conference
back
call.
Then was Jax, Epps, Lex.
No.
They was the niggas in one of the
who were you working for at the time?
For all those niggas that he just mentioned.
But who were you, the Miami rep?
No,
she was just.
Oh, okay, that's what
part
I'm saying.
No, the you got to think about it.
I'm on a conference call. I'm the Miami rep. I'm talking my shit.
No, with them, you got to think about it. Like the student became the teacher.
Right.
Like
right.
I played my position and did what I had to do to be able. I was
and
like,
was
I know
war.
What I want.
No,
it
I know
war.
What you did.
And the moral to what I'm trying to explain is like when Nori told me when I was working his record before, he was like, "Yo." I didn't know you go through this shit.
Right?
I didn't know you.
I never knew.
I never knew you did this.
My man, I'm banned from 3 clubs.
Like
right
yo,
now. You know that.
You know, God bless.
One.
Hold on. I definitely want to big up.
I
definitely
want to
big up. I definitely want to big up Fat Joe because Fat Joe, when he was independent, you know, he's still independent, but he had a Capitol deal. I mean, Battery Records deal, and he put out his album, and we was going toe to toe war for everybody for Fat Joe. Fat Joe was like, yo, Shampoo, where you at? I said, yo, I'm over here. He's like, yo, meet me here. And gave me $1,000 out of his pocket. Like, yo, my nigga, I see what you're doing. I appreciate you here. Right. Artists ain't,
they
niggas don't do that.
That goes along the way. They don't
niggas
understand.
Don't do that. They don't understand with the sacrifice that we put in to get them their visibility because they wasn't hot. They wasn't hot at
because
that time.
Because they think all the money that they're giving us, we keep. But we don't.
Don't.
We keep less than half.
Yeah.
Because we're taking care of the city because we don't leave.
First of all, let's be honest. Let's the record label pays bullshit.
Bullshit. Yeah,
absolutely.
And then we get
bullshit.
More.
Let's keep it honest, goddamn.
All the way, all the way.
The record label pays bullshit. They pay, they pay all
blood.
Of us as a company. Yeah. And
take
then we
shot.
Have employees.
Yeah.
And so that money is diluted.
I've always been an artist.
I'm in the mood.
And I ain't looking for no record label or no deal or nothing. But let's tell the truth. So how the fuck did they treat the street team? Or what is this?
No, they treated the street team disrespectful.
It was always disrespectful.
Listen, they treat us like shit.
Well,
and we
if
make
you
them look
if
like
you allowed it to be disrespected, I'm not, and I'm not saying this because I'm on the show and I'm talking shit. I really promise you that I was always the person that
because you was the boss.
No, no, I was always foul on the conference call. Yeah. I was always argumentative.
But you
know
the
me.
Boss.
I was always talking back. Yeah, but I was always talking back to the person running the conference call. I hated conference calls, number one. Because you had someone on the conference call from the label.
Had no clue.
And they talk shit. And everybody in the sub markets were just listening. And this guy's barking on everybody. And it's like, yo, fuck this dude, man.
Right.
Fuck this motherfucker.
Nigga,
what the fuck?
Call
who
the nigga
are you, guy? And I'm not going to name no names, but one of those dudes came to Miami and barked on me. And I said, bro, where are you? Fountain Blue? I'm coming. Yeah. And when I saw him, he said, nah, I was just playing, bro. I'm just playing. I'm just kidding, bro. And I'm not naming no names. But I worked for Def Jam at the time. Right. That's the only thing I'm going to say.
Right. Every time.
Woo. Frank Johnson?
Every time.
Nah.
And social media makes it even worse.
No, Frank Johnson was a good guy.
Makes it worse, especially when DJs want to show their plaques and all this shit.
Bathroom. Excuse me, I go to the bathroom. That's bathroom break for me.
Do we get a bathroom break?
Yeah.
Everybody gets a bathroom break.
Hold on. All right,
shout out to
Sean
Prince.
Break.
That's my dog.
It's a cigarette break, too. Let everybody go to the bathroom. Let's go.
Come on, man. Yeah, roll up.
Yo, Mr. Lee.
Yeah.
Roll come
up,
over here.
Somebody roll up. Ooh, what's whoa, that? Whoa. All right, give me one, a little bit of something. I ain't smoke all day.
Oh, shit. I ain't know.
Stop. I smoke.
You got so many accounts. Beckos told you to relax too, right? Beckos Sean,
Beckos was the one.
Beckos left you, but
I know he did. He left me. He went to Roc Nation, became the big guy. But Beckos was the guy. God bless him. When he fired Theo Brown, he came to me.
Wow.
And he came to me and was like, "Yo, Pooh, come outside with me." And like, whenever the senior VP tells you, yo, come take a walk with you, like, you like, oh, shit, he about to fire me. So he's like, yo, come walk with me. So I walk outside with him. He's like, yo, I know Theo brought you in, and that's your man, right? Yeah, I'm like, yeah. He's like, yo, but after 4th of July weekend, we about to let him go. I just want to let you know. You know what I mean? I want to know what you going to do. I said, nigga, I'm with you, nigga. I'm with you, back out. I'm sorry. But me being a real nigga, I told Theo, yo, Theo, they gonna fire you after 4th of July. And Theo was like, nah, nigga, I got a contract. I got a contract. Like, nah, I spoke to Peck, you out of here, pal. He was like, nah, they not. And then he called me like, yo, man, this some bullshit. These niggas, fuck these niggas. They let me go. They let me go, Pooh. They let me go. I was like, I told you. Pekka told me. And then Pekka's a foul nigga. Pekka's like, yo, Pooh, come in off. I want to talk to you. Oh. Yo.
Did you tell?
I want you to do Theo's job. Oh. Found him. I'm like, I'm in, nigga. I'm in. What I gotta do? You in charge of all these niggas. Go. We got a new artist called fucking The Snowman. We got a new nigga called Rick Ross. He got a record called Hustler. And we got a new girl Hustlin' from Barbados that's called Rihanna. That was a big movement. Like we had like millions of, and we had the makeup.
And it took
a
lot.
They had the tour bus.
Yo, you could relate. And I'm gonna give you something that Nori could relate to where he understands a little bit more of the promo.
Else,
no, you will. You will. All
right, cool.
You can relate to it, by the way, when I was pushing Ciroc on you.
He likes to throw this out there.
No, I have to. I have to.
He likes
because it makes sense to what we're talking about right now.
It's the beginning.
I pushed my job working for Prez and them. They didn't even have the Ciroc company pushing it yet. It was going through PMI, Power Moves Inc. impressing them. Mm. They would send me a case and they were like, yo, push this to the tastemakers. Mm. The tastemakers was like, I don't want it.
Yeah. Right.
I would push it to Nori. I'm good.
Yeah, I was a great,
I couldn't give it away.
I was a Grey Goose guy at the time.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah. What I'm trying to say, the point of this is that it's the same thing. Like, look at where it's at now. It takes so much blood, sweat, and tears, a lot of rejection. That's what the street team world is. That's what the promotion world is. That's what it takes.
And that's what we don't have no more.
Preach. Right.
Yeah. We don't have any
And then
more.
When it's all said and done, nobody remembers the person that was on the battlefield in the beginning.
Never. And that's fine, but we know that. And we
absolutely.
That. And to be
we don't need anybody to recognize that but ourselves.
And to be fair, there's only a small group of us. Like,
so is there anybody
if you hire Shampoo, you got to hire Sweetness. If you hire Sweetness, all right,
but is there anybody? Is there anybody that you personally felt like you did so much for their career?
Hell yeah.
And all
they,
of them.
And they don't, and they don't, and they don't recognize you
Jason
personally.
All of them.
But you know what it is?
Who?
It's not.
Who? Jason
Derulo.
That's the
R&B
pop guy. Nigga, right?
Yeah.
Huh? He from Miramar?
He's from Miramar. He's from Miami. He slept on my motherfucking couch. Yes.
Wow. Oh.
Yes. Facts. You can talk about that.
He's like, damn, your couch is pissed.
Sweet. Yeah. But you know what? Like I said, I'm in hip hop. He turned pop, which I knew he would. Who wants to work with the person that sues? At the end of the day, I'm in hip-hop. I'm not in the pop world. And I don't want to be in the pop world. I don't want to do country. I don't want to do nothing. I'm in hip-hop. That's what I want to be a part of. I want to be a part of hip-hop history. So, yeah, that's fine. Like I said, I will take that L. Because at the end of the day, I am who I am. And I got so much more going on.
Facts.
So why even bother?
But you don't have to take the L quiet. And that's why we're talking right now.
I mean, to be fair.
That's what I'm saying.
I've never done radio interview or nothing like that. So
you should never take the L quiet.
But in hip hop, you have to.
You have to.
Because
taking it quiet.
Now you become a threat. Now you're aggressive.
I'm aggressive. I'm a female.
Right. And you bitter.
And you bitter.
So what they do.
Okay, I'm bitter.
Yeah, but what they do, they fire you and hire your underlings.
No, and they've done that all day long.
Like I said,
but you know what you do? Then you remix your fucking career and you keep it moving.com.
Yeah, but then it's hard for you to get back in.
No, my man.
No, I don't want to go back in. I elevated.
No.
I move forward.
But not everybody's that fortunate.
We worked. Look.
Exactly.
Well, I don't know if Sweetness remembers or knows or remembers. I worked just like you. I worked every. We worked actually.
Come on.
The whole company. The whole company. We had
every
account under the sun.
I admire that. Y'all niggas are still.
And then you guys know. I'm sure you understand this.
Yeah, I see it out loud.
As the industry changed.
This is team right here.
As the industry changed, the different underlings started to undercut.
Yeah.
So if you did it for $1,000 or $1,500 a month, they did it for $800 a month.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
And then it started shifting.
Absolutely.
Right? And then the people that you kind of like trained and helped them and showed them the way were jacking your accounts.
Facts.
So what do? It's either one, which I wanted to beat all the asses.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just keep it moving and just remix it into another career, do other things. You know what I'm saying? We still kept other accounts, but that's the type of career that we chose. That's the path
but hold
we chose.
On, hold on. I want to ask you a question. When did you stop and say, you know what? I can't do that no more.
Mm-hmm.
Because in our world, we're still
doing it.
Fighting that wall.
Yeah,
like,
and we're still figuring it out.
What made you say, like, yo,
this is deep right here.
Looking at you like, you don't even know that. I've transitioned from being a record promoter to, now I'm a DJ manager. And I know you had a conversation with one of my DJs. And he was like, yo, he actually thinks it's a great idea. I was like, absolutely. It was natural for us because we've known each other for so long. But let's be real and let's be business with us. We know that I'm only as strong as you, and you're only as strong as me as we keep our positions together. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to use you and use me, but let's be real with each other.
I'm lost with what you're asking me right now.
Yeah,
I'm lost. Back to my question. What made you say, I don't want to work these records no more?
Right.
It was never about not. It was that we were doing something. It made money. We had a recession in the United States. When the recession happened, you have to look at it economically wise. It's not just the industry. The industry was suffering. Then the recession happened.
And you're still a DJ at this time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm always a DJ.
Right.
Forever. I paid my dues as a DJ. Mm-hmm. So I'm a motherfucking DJ. You know what I'm saying? I've been in the clubs every fucking day for mad years.
But
so,
even through the recession, at the end of the day, we're the only people that you can hire. Like, we made it a point that when you come into this market, when you come into this lane, and when you come into this label and the music business, and in this city, the only people you can hire is this person or that person.
But, like, to what he's asking me, though, not to cut you off, sweetie.
Facts.
To what he's asking me.
What made you
recession started to make people, the underlings, like you mentioned, undercutting the people in the market. Right. And this, I'm sure this is happening market-wise, nationally.
Right.
So the young dudes that were the interns or whatever of all the promoters started saying, you make a G, I'll do it for 500.
Facts.
So what happened was, I can do it for 500. And then there was a shift of the guard. People from the labels started moving around because of the recession or because of some other shit, started shifting. They were leaving their positions. And when people leave positions, they start looking for other people who are going to be loyal to them. Yeah. And so all that shifting that happened started changing the money, changing the accounts that were coming to us, and then we all had to make a decision.
What was the year that you just said, nah, no more working records?
If you call me right now and say, E, will you work a record?
You still in.
You still in.
What are you paying? Yo, Eddie, what are we doing, son?
That's what I'm saying.
Yo, Eddie, let's go 70-30, my brother.
But to be fair, can you really deliver what you delivered 5 years ago? That's why my point.
I will never.
That was my point as to what I was saying.
I will never do anything that I cannot do.
I get it.
You know what I'm saying?
We've cornered the market to the point it's like, if you want to go that route, we're the only motherfuckers that can do it, and that's why you got to pay us what you pay us. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, point blank. We've kept it going, and we're going to be the only ones to keep it going.
Nah, what happened was, the street team guys became executives.
Mm.
So they forgot about the beginning of it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
The conversation of the DJ. Now their conversation is with the PD and the MD.
Oh, yeah.
It's not about, yo, did you hear this record yet?
Right.
Now it's, I need these slots. What's going to cost me? Mm. So it's a different conversation with the guys that started all the guerrilla marketing. They're gone. There's only a few of us that still believe in the beginning of the roots of this shit.
I know Sweetie's gonna hate this, but we need to start beating up DJs again.
You can't.
Why would I hate
that
when I'm the one who does it?
You can't.
Why would I hate that?
Yeah. I'm not a DJ. But you're blaming the wrong people. You're blaming the wrong people.
No, you can't do that.
Hold on.
You're blaming the wrong people.
You can't beat up DJs. You can't do that.
First of all, been there, done that. And second of all, I learned.
I'm gonna play it or I got you.
Because look, as a businessman, we work.
That is the problem, though.
We work.
Just don't say I got you.
No, but as a businessman, we work multiple artists. So you have to pick and choose your battles. So I'm working for Def Jam, I'm working for Epic, I'm working for Universal. Epic got a hot-ass record right now.
Massive.
But Def Jam is cold. Right. I can't beat you up because you're not fucking with Def Jam records.
But say, yo, y'all niggas is fire right now. I'm fucking with these.
But that's the game. You can't do that. You can't do that.
But I'm not.
Okay, but here's
you.
The thing. But
don't tell me, yo, I got you.
But Eddie.
But that's why you gotta have tough skin.
No, but that's why.
The wine.
But that's why, like he said, we're in the front line.
I'm getting bitter.
Oh, you gonna plug my artist in? You gonna plug my artist?
But you can't do that.
For you.
That's relationship.
Fuck with Skedlo.
But that's relationship. Skedlo,
my nigga.
You proving my
salute
point.
Salute to Skedlo.
Fuck whether it be MDs or PDs, being honest.
Just be honest.
There's something that I call the industry talk. They will tell you whatever the fuck they need to tell you to get you the fuck out their back for that 1.5 seconds.
I got you.
I got you, my dog, whatever. Call Sweetness. She got me. Whatever. Whoever.
I got you.
But what you do is.
You know what my favorite line is? Poo. When you're trying to get around a record, you know my favorite line is, yo, I like the beat.
Yo, but this is the thing. I'm good. This is the thing about it. As a music executive, you have to keep working the records. No matter the ups and downs side, because you can't get caught up. You can't get caught up in the label.
If you believe in the
label
record,
bullshit,
you know how to work the record.
You have to keep going.
But if you think psychologically, I bet you I can ask everybody in this room and they know one radio commercial. 1-800-411-PAIN. Consistency
they
and killing always
the game, yo.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you consistently hear something, even if it's just a chorus,
right.
That's what we're
that's
important.
That's called programming.
That's what I'm saying. That's programming in the brain, but that's what we do. Even if the DJ just plays the chorus, and that's all they fucking recognize when they hear the radio, that's what we're there for. And like Shampoo said, sometimes DJs.
Yo, props to Sweetness on what she's saying right now. That's real talk. That's real talk right now, Sweetness. I give you props for that. That's real
it's
talk.
All facts. It's facts, though.
No, but I'm going to say
no, it's facts.
That's science.
It's facts.
So what you saying is science.
Which is why I know for a fact, like, if I know if this DJ plays it at this, that's why I tell him, I was like, all I need is 30 seconds. I don't care. On the radio, we only need a minute and 30 seconds for it to register. Mm-hmm. But I only need 30 seconds for somebody to be like, I just heard this in the club last night.
Wait, hold on. Where the fuck you get a one opener at? You had it in your pocket?
He has a gun?
This nigga was doing...
Yeah, you had that shit in your pocket the whole time?
Nah, you just got patience.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, I do have patience. I'm in the club.
But that's why you don't work DE. That's why you don't work records.
Listen, but I've been in the club. No, but I've been in the club since I was 18 years old. When time out. Listen, I've been in the club. If you want to hear about patience, when I started working 10 years ago with y'all, and I had...
Can we say... No, let's be specific. With Eddie. Eddie was
with
your...
Eddie, because he was my competition.
Eddie was your mentor?
Absolutely. No, he was my competition.
Was he foul?
No, but he should.
Did he sexually harass you?
He was also my teacher. He was my... We had,
I love her.
He was your sensei.
I love
her. He was my sensei. Absolutely.
Sensei?
But mind you, I had to be in the club. I had to be at the club, 40 pounds of vinyl on my back at 10 o'clock.
Damn,
I was
what are you, a fucking...
That was a good day. That was a good day.
You had five vinyl DJs. Those were the good days. There was five DJs.
Days.
There, exactly.
That was the good
there
days.
Was five
I said I'm good.
Like, that's the difference.
The vinyl days.
Nah,
the
but that's the difference back. Between I'm in the Catch Your Wisdom, Sweetness.
She's an alpaca.
Nah, but
with
this
the
is the difference
vinyl.
Between then and now.
Yeah, no.
Back then, DJs appreciated when you was
when
the
you
record promoter
records?
And you gave that nigga that vinyl.
We were God, remember?
When you gave him that vinyl.
Y'all don't remember? I used to do the meet and greets at Oxygen. I used to put my little post-its on your vinyl, like, thank you for holding me down. Love you. I have my post-it.
Yeah,
like,
back in the days, we used to do that cream.
It's a different time. She's a girl. She's a girl. Don't forget. Don't forget, she's a girl.
Yo, but tell them the truth. Like, for real. Like, you was there. No, you was... Even you was there. I'm sorry. You was there.
No, look. We've been... No. What you're talking about is absolutely correct.
I was there in my mind, for sure.
And I'm going to tell you something.
You was smoking in the trailer.
You
was in the trailer. He was in the trailer.
I'm going to tell you something for the sake of a segue. We used to have the DJ meet and greets at Cream.
Yeah.
Back in the days, all of us, Khaled included, would have to come there and pick up records. And for the sake of a segue, Khaled... And
that
Eddie caught beef,
man.
And then remember,
that started
Khaled,
a massive beef.
And
people appreciated that.
That's when the G Unit and Terrace Club. That's when Khaled and Epps had
No, this is super way before that.
In Coconut Grove.
I remember Khaled and Epps beef.
No, this is super way before.
Let's address the elephant in the room.
It's before.
You have to address the elephant in the room. You're gonna address the elephant with what?
What's the elephant in the room?
What?
Gucci?
Fedora.
A fedora. Okay.
A hat.
Is there a problem with Khaled?
And who?
DJ EFN.
No, man. No. What there is there's history. So I want to address it when we come on the show with Khaled. Not to address it on some negative shit. Just to laugh about it because there's laughable history.
Laughable history.
And it had to do with you.
That's what I think is hilarious.
Again.
You are the common denominator of the history with Khaled.
I got to relax.
And not for nothing. Because we're putting way too much on it. There's so much... There's so much history with Khaled, and even despite
what
Luke
cover,
has been saying lately.
There's a magazine cover with you, Khaled, and
Epps
DJ.
Epps and Irie.
Epps was there, too.
Epps and Irie.
Epps and Irie.
Yeah, Epps always been there.
Epps was supposed to be the
it's my
DJ.
Guy.
A lot of people don't know that.
Epps used to do a lot.
Epps took me at the strip man. Club. Epps, I'll keep it 100.
Epps was
wait.
You were stripping? You were stripping.
Wait.
Took her off that pole, daddy.
Tiger shit.
I never knew you was on a pole. I never knew Sweetness was on a pole.
Sweetness, he's on the pole. Is that how you got the name Sweetness?
I was about to say, like, wait, y'all didn't think Sweetness, like,
did
where it came from.
Did Eddie give you that name?
Eddie said, Licky Lick, I sweet. Sorry, that's sexual harassment.
We got a love connection.
Sexual harassment. Sorry.
Let's get back to music.
Sexual harassment.
It's not sexual harassment.
No, it's nothing. He changed my life. He kept it real. He changed my life. I'll give him that credit.
So what? Did Epps knock it down? Let's just throw
never.
It out there. Okay.
Wait. But how did he change your life?
He was like, if you really want to know the story.
Yes, we do.
Here we go.
There's a story behind it.
I love Miami stories.
I'm going to try to keep it as short as I can. I got into a car accident in senior year, right? One of my homegirls, I was working at another job, Sun Surveys, if anybody's from Kendall. Everybody had a job there, right? That was my senior year. I learned I could get work experience. I got into a car accident. One of the girls that was working there, she was on probation. She was like, yo, I know how you can get your car fixed for $2,000 real quick in one or two nights. Mind you, that day job was going to take me 3-4 months. I needed my car, right? I went to the club. I figured, oh, I could do this. He was like, yo, what do you want to do with
your
name?
What club?
Opium?
You have to. You have to.
Stir Crazy.
Don't you know I'm local?
And I went in there and I did my dance and I was like, well, and I had a better body, don't get it twisted.
Ow.
So when I went in there, I was like, holy shit, they threw so much money. I was like, holy shit, I could probably pay my car tonight. So then when I get off stage, nigga's like, what's your name? I'm like, yo, Sweetheart. He was like, we already have a bitch named Sweetheart. I was like, all right.
Who said that? DJ Epps?
Huh? Who? No, not yet. Epps is not in this. It's okay. Not there yet.
He's not in this, mom.
It's not in this. That's what I'm trying to go as fast as I can so that you can get to the point. Okay. You know, I'm like, all right, fuck, let's do Sweetness. We did Sweetness. So I'm in that bitch. I'm making stupid money. I move out of my mom's crib. I'm like, all right, I can get my own place. I'm 18 years old. I'm doing work experience because I get out at 12 o'clock, right? So now all of a sudden, I'm going to Oxygen on Tuesday nights. Yeah. That shit is popping. Oh, I'm buying, exactly, I'm buying bottles.
Coconut Grove, got, right?
Yeah!
Coconut Grove, baby.
But of course,
I remember.
I'm walking in that
305,
my,
baby.
Absolutely, I'm walking in that bitch with all my stripper friends.
Coconut Grove.
Mm. Right, and we're all buying bottles. Holy at Oxygen at that time, buying bottles was like
$100. $120, baby. Yeah, yeah. New York nigga like
so
me was like,
we in there making a movie. We in there Sorry. Making a movie. Then finally, one of the promoters, his name is Asa. He's still around. Asa was like, yo, we've been looking for a female promoter. Do you think he'd be down?
He sounds African.
He light skin, curly hair. I don't know if that
is he African-ish?
I wouldn't say. I would say more Jamaican.
Haitian?
No, Jamaican. No, wait.
Jamaican. Jamaican with a Y. Jamaican.
Let him
up the drain in the building. Go ahead, continue.
We buying bodies? He's like, yo, we're looking for a female porn. I'm like, what does that have to do?
Female what?
A female porn.
Oh, they said porn. I just, 100%. Make sure. Make sure. Make sure. I'm clarifying it for the listeners. If you're strictly audio podcast, it's porn.
I just want everybody in the podcast to know that I am the only female in this motherfucking building.
No, there's one other female.
Who?
Eddie Giggs. Make some noise for him.
Hey, no, man. I'm not co-signing
that. And I haven't told this story in motherfucking 10 years. So everybody.
Whoa, so it's been hurting you.
So listen, Amber Rose is not the only one.
Whoa, chill.
Like, they started out as a stripper.
No, she gave us a stripper story.
She gave us a stripper story.
We can't talk about that.
I made it a point not to be famous.
You're locally famous,
famous
and it's done now.
Chichi, don't get
the
yeah,
chance.
Bro.
You're famous, goddammit.
Anyway,
let's make some noise for that. We're making you famous
tonight.
This come out tomorrow. Audio.
What's your Instagram saying this?
Shampoo underscore YMVS.
I follow Shampoo at YMVS. He has all the school.
What is yours, joint?
I don't know.
Come on.
Let's finish the story.
No, wait. Before you do it, do your social real quick.
If I get like 1,000 followers tomorrow, I'll be mad.
This is what we do. We do this
tomorrow.
Promotion.
We're not putting this out right
this
now.
Promotion.
It's D.A. Real Sweetness.
Coño.
Let's make some noise with D.A. Real Sweetness.
All right, so go on.
Shampoo YMVS in this motherfucker.
Please.
Absolutely.
Rate it off. Shout your shit out.
Absolutely. Please.
My shit is for A Few Good Men Productions, LLC.
That's your Instagram, nigga? You got an LLC on your
All right, nigga, want to give it the company.
I just thought about that.
Nah, my shit is Yo Rated at Instagram. Yo Rated.
Do you have something, Eddie the Ass Eater? Yo, Eddie the Ass Eater. Go follow at Eddie the Ass Eater.
But one thing I know we can all agree on. At the end of the day, all you artists coming up. Hold on. I know one thing we all can agree on. All you artists coming up and all you artists that's out there, don't forget.
Yo, Sir Laugh-A-Lot, calm down, buddy.
I'm still in Memphis.
I'm still there on Main
Street. Wait up for giggles to stop laughing over here. She get the yayo. He's so fast. He's so strong.
That tiger bomb.
Tiger bomb? Yo, it's not the time to. No, no false flag, please. What's fire ton?
Fire. Dumb.
He got real.
All right, guys, please, calm down.
Like what I was saying, one thing.
Sorry about my friends here. They're okay, horrible, fantastic. Man. They're horrible.
That's what we do. One thing.
Oh, yeah. This is ridiculous. Chi-Chi.
I feel like I'm laughing at
that.
I'm
laughing at that. One thing, one thing that I just want to make clear for everybody and all the artists coming up and all the artists out there. It's always the guys that's on the bottom that works the hardest for you. And a lot of times you don't understand the sacrifice that these people are putting out for you. Yeah. So for all you artists coming up, give love, man, because these people that you see on the way coming up, you see on the way down. So always remember that. You know what I mean? Just always respect everybody that's always at the front line for you. Just because, you know, he ain't eating that Mr. Chow's and everything with you don't mean that he's not putting in that work.
So how about respect everybody you come across?
Facts.
Yeah, that's true.
Facts. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't know who that person is.
That's right.
Hey, yeah, you want some wine?
No, I'm good.
Take some wine.
And
that's the wine. It's not Tiger.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
It's wine. You can relax. It's lighter than that.
I'm doing. I had Tiger Ball. I had vodka. I'm fantastic right now.
Come on,
but you know,
say it to the people. Say it to the people.
I'm just saying, like, yeah, you can respect everyone you come across, but
point it. Point
be careful.
Point the logo at it.
I said, yeah.
This is Drink Champ Shampoo. Tell him what artist?
Because
I feel like you got something.
Chico,
I'm coming right back. Promise.
No,
I'm
closing up.
Yo, look.
Nah, y'all got old school beef.
Yeah, I mean,
you keep coming to you like you was ripping down her posters when she was trying to come out.
No.
She was ripping down his
posters. What the fuck?
You was ripping our posters?
Even
that's
better.
Facts.
That?
Let's be clear.
No, she said she did.
No, I didn't.
Mad beat Eddie beat her up.
No, I didn't. I'm confusing that with something else.
I've never seen her rip down in the
Never. Aww. I don't remember that shit.
Just hold your shit down.
Absolutely.
And at that time, it was war.
Street team, I'm falling back.
At that time, it was a different time.
I'm falling back.
No.
At that time, it was a different type of time, baby.
I always say your sweetness.
You just said you ripped them down.
No.
You know, that was the Tiger Bomb.
You not lying. You lying.
Yeah,
you not lying. You lying.
Exactly.
The Tiger Bomb make you think like you. Yo, that was me.
Nah, it was not me. Never.
I think you told me you caught her one time.
Oh, quarter
one. Quarter
one. What the fuck going on?
Look, she turned red. She turned red. She turned red.
10 years.
I remember when Nori
and Eddie was like, I'm so like, hurt that she did this to me.
She talks to my homeboy.
I ain't never seen that.
He's making that one up, but I'm going to roll with the story.
I never seen
What's the story? What's the story?
For the sake of entertainment.
That's a new story that just came up in this show.
For the sake of
end of the day, man.
Doing.
For all you artists, nigga, these are the motherfuckers that's on the front line, man. Respect the game, man.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
We're back to Drink Champs Radio with rapper N-O-R-E and DJ EFN.
To name other street team people that's out there that's doing it, or other people that's behind the scenes that's doing it. How about this? How about fuck that? I'm going to name a couple of people that's not stars, but that work behind the scenes from various different labels.
Mm-hmm. Various.
Various.
I like the Various people.
I like that
yeah, them niggas is all right.
Spanglish, don't forget it. That's like in Spanish. All right.
So you want me to start?
Go for it. Let's go.
Okay, and then, all right, so when I say the name, you point to the person, okay, E?
Okay, I'm with it. Oh, he's. This is like a seance. Death. And he's alive.
Russell Simmons.
Guy Shampoo. Hit it.
Two thumbs up. The beginning. The godfather of everything.
All right. Anybody else?
No, you ruined the game. You just got to go. All right. All right.
Just one person? Just one person.
One person.
Okay, okay, okay.
Let the one person go in.
Yeah.
Julie Greenwald.
Onyo. Oh, it's
to get back.
Since you fucking slapped and snacked. Go for it, buddy. I think you cocked, yo.
What she did for you?
Nah.
What she did for you?
She never cut the check.
Never cut the check or cut the fucking cheese. What's going on?
She's a very serious person. Yeah, I think we should pass the question.
I don't know if he's the right one.
This is going to be a complicated pass.
Next one. He gave a thumbs up. Next one.
We got to let him go. This is Drink Champs. We got to let him go.
All right, go.
All right, pass.
Shampoo, you got some?
Very... One of the greats in the game.
I love Julie Guerrero myself. Me too.
Shout out to Julie.
You too?
Come on, guy.
I don't know who that is.
One of the greats
Julie
in the game.
Guerrero. Okay.
Go ahead. Let's go with another one.
Sean Prez.
Real.
Okay, right. Go, Eddie.
No. Sean Prez, real.
Okay.
Real.
One of the best in the game.
Word.
Mm. Respect to Sean Prez for real.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Boss.
Super respect.
Rated R.
On the girl, on the music tip,
on the girl tip, girl I don't tip, know whatever you want to give it.
I don't know. I see a lot of like people like I respect more like Jaspo from Rock Nation.
Wait.
We're talking about Sean Prez.
We're talking about Sean Prez. Yeah, just Sean Prez.
That's definitely
okay.
Sean works.
Almost spin awards. What do you mean? This nigga salutes the DJs. Like, if anything, that nigga
Sean Prez.
Big up Sean Prez.
Big
up
Sean Prez.
Sean Prez is the truest man.
That nigga should be working records. Like, what are you doing?
One of the best
like,
in the game.
Okay. And he's evolved.
Oh, wait, hold up.
Boss.
I got one. Kevin Black.
No. It's not the way it works.
It's not your turn to do any of that.
OG in the game.
This is not the way it works. It's not the way it works.
Stop jumping out the window.
You gotta relax.
This is called Drink Chance. And a warrior, DJ EFN.
Okay. I had a good one. You fucked me up, man.
Damn, that's not good.
Oh, I got one. Ready?
Oh, hold up.
Did I pick the person who
You picked the person, I say the name.
All right.
Rob Love.
Oh.
Wow, Def Jam.
My uncle. Ooh. That's my uncle in the game.
You can't say no. Stop talking, bro.
I want to get everybody.
Okay, y'all got to remember that. There's an age difference.
Man, that was whack.
Okay, I'm going to start with Shampoo then.
One of the greats, the person I always wanted to copycat, the person that always made me go hard. He's the first guy that I came to Miami, he had 50 young little motherfuckers pushing a scooter, tearing up South Beach.
Talking about
with Orange G. That was you? See, hired by who?
And we was never young.
Rob Love. Facts.
Rob Love was talking about.
And they was wearing orange shirts.
Us.
And they was wearing orange.
Exactly. And that's what goes to show.
But he executed.
What I'm saying. But that was memorable for me.
He got the money.
That made me be like.
But who came up with the idea?
That made me be. Rob Love is one of them guys. That made me be like, yo, I want to do that. That's dope.
That was when you was in on Def Jam.
Why are you throwing me in this?
Because you was on Def Jam.
I'm the behind the scene guy. I'm bigging up the behind the scene guys. I'm a in front the scene guy.
Okay. Actually, no. Wait,
it's dope.
I gotta say something.
You got Rob Love?
No, I gotta say something about Rob Love real quick. Went to the office. We worked Tommy Boy. When he was on
the beginning.
Yeah, from the beginning.
Before Def Jam.
And when Anno went to Def Jam, he actually suggested you need to get these guys in Miami.
Make some noise for that. Hey!
When he signed to Def Jam, I don't know how, I mean, it's real to a degree because I saw the fucking picture framed in Rob Love's like office. He's there wearing a CHP Crazy Hood shirt. Signing the papers.
God damn it.
Real talk.
God damn it. Part of my left.
Real talk.
Now, so that's anybody else Rob Love?
I got a lot of Rob Love story. When I went to Def Jam, he was like, yo, we going somewhere. And I was like, what you talking about? He was like, nah, we got to be out. I said, I'm a producer. I got to show you how radio is. I got to show you how it was Keith Murray. I never forget. And we went out to Philly. So as soon as we entered.
Did you smoke dust?
Nah. That wasn't it.
All right, my bad.
It was just natural high. The music. Yeah. Right. So then we go to Philly. and we enter in this radio station. So me and Rob Love go in, and Keith Murray's in there, and we walk in, we see nobody. And we're like, what the fuck? Where's everybody? But we hearing gunshots outside in Philly. Pow, pow, pow. And all of a sudden, this little midget comes. Yo, what's up? And I'm like, what the fuck's going on? Keith's like, yo, what's up, dude? And it was a fucking midget. And he just taught me. He just taught me a midget.
I don't think you can say that. Huh? Can you say midget?
Well, we say midget all the time.
No, I mean little people. I didn't
we don't stand by his words at Drink Champs at all.
He's like, a free-for-all. I'm like.
But what I'm just saying.
Little midgets? Nah, little people.
I'm just saying, he just taught me that you don't just focus on making records. You know what I'm saying?
They're not mad at it.
You gotta be careful.
He took it to the next level and taught me, like, this is not all about just producing. I need you to see how to work records. I need you how these artists go so you can relate when you create. So he went the extra step. You know what I'm saying? At an strength, and you know what I'm saying?
Right, so we can't say
executives don't do that.
You gotta say little people.
Shout out to
you going
love.
In again?
Keep saying it.
Oh, you put it back.
Next time we can say gay. Next time we can say this. We can say that.
You want some wine? Take a glass of wine.
I can't say spit.
Next one. So, Sean Pecas.
BX.
The Godfather.
BX.
One of the best in the one that did it the best. Absolutely.
I wish he would have not left music. I asked him one time about, yo, what you think about this? Like, Shampoo, if you don't got a wicked jump shot or a left hook, don't talk to me no more.
What do you mean by that?
Meanwhile, it's no
he's
more music.
No more music. He's three teams. Like,
yeah, he is.
Nah, Pecas was the original, man.
He's the original.
Like, he understood it. That's why.
Let me show y'all.
That's
what
why,
it is.
Man. Pecas, man. God bless, man. When Pecas was in the game, niggas was getting money. Because Pecas was employing niggas.
There was real
Pecas
budgets.
Was putting hood niggas on to show them niggas how to get money in the corporate world. Like, niggas wasn't doing that. Pecas was doing that. Like, I was meeting motherfuckers on conference calls, like, who are you? Yeah, nigga, I'm from Soundview.
That's it.
Nigga,
you know what I'm saying? Like Pecas was one of them dudes, man, that understood that you need the streets. You know what I mean? And that's what we lost in hip-hop.
And he still sticks to it.
Wait, hold on. Now let me just pass the question. Pecas?
Pecas, of course. BX native. So, you know what I'm saying? That's another thing, too. Like, he went up. He worked his butt off, you know, asked up to do what he had to do. And, like, every time he came up, he would take two people with him. Then he'd go back and take another two people. So he created his own destiny. And the kid is still alive, and he's still rocking with one of the best. Yeah. So shout out to Sean Pecas on the real tip.
Yeah. And he's
sweetness.
Sweetness.
I mean, he co-signed me to make sure with Shampoo that I got my job at Def Jam. So I will always be grateful because I worked for 10 years to get to Def Jam. I remember seeing LL Cool J, Rihanna, and I'd be like, I want to get in the music business. I don't know what I'm gonna do, but I want to be in the music business. I don't want to be famous, but I want to be behind the business. Mm. And Shampoo and him, they gave me.
So she took. The so best. You took Lex's spot here.
No.
Because Lex was after us.
What happened was, I said it earlier.
We were Rob Love.
Time out.
Lex was always king.
No, time out.
Two more.
No, time out.
Oh, no. Well, we were Rob Love Def Jam.
Lex was rocking and rolling out there.
With all due respect to Lex, we were Rob Love Def Jam.
Right. Lex came later.
All right, so nobody's going to. All right.
Nah, I don't know what that means.
Nah, I'll let you know.
That sounds horrible.
Nah, Lex was rocking. But the thing was, like I was saying earlier.
Lex, that's talking about Lex.
Yeah, Lex Promotion. What happened with Lex?
He's my dude.
Nah, Lex is always
he
like
has a large family.
Lex is that nigga. What we was talking about earlier, Lex wasn't focused on the beach no more. He was moving on.
Is not Miami, number one.
But I'm just saying, as the label, they look at. We all have to move on too. She's been moving. She's been moving.
Nobody gonna help me out? Come on.
Nigga taking a stab right now.
I'm gonna wait till y'all let me speak.
No, but I'm saying is that when what happened was Lex is still doing his numbers. What I'm saying is that Lex was doing other shit.
Is he doing radio numbers?
I know that, but I'm just saying that.
Is he doing radio numbers?
What happened?
Shots fired!
Lex is that nigga, man.
Radio, Lex doing radio.
Like Lex is that nigga. What I'm saying is that Sweetness was doing other things that Lex wasn't. What wasn't important to him?
Oh,
I'm trying to explain shit. This is turning into some other
thing. So
because
right
that's
now.
How dirty. Hey! This You're coming from the New York angle. Right. This is the streets in Miami.
So this is different.
I brought up Lex. Streets in Miami. Streets
he
in Miami
on
right here.
That's my button. He know that.
Nah, Lex is fan.
Bro, Lex is cool.
But it's streets of Miami right now.
He's so cool until you need...
He cool?
He, until you need answers. Until you need... Yeah. He's so cool. Until you're wondering, like, why isn't my record doing what it's supposed to be doing?
I don't know where we at, but I know we in a deep sea, baby.
I don't know since my nigga, man.
But can I say something real quick?
Numbers, man.
I want to say something real quick.
Lex promotion, man.
With all
he's doing shit like Haiti and doing other shit, man.
And I'm in Haiti too, my brother, and I'm not even Haitian. With all due respect to everybody involved.
This is so cute, y'all.
Sweetness.
I don't want to get you mad.
Sweetness, calm down. Relax. And you co-sign me or not, I'm going to say right now, like, we had a lot of, we were doing the streets in Miami, Crazy Hood, CHP Marketing Promotions.
I feel you.
And Eddie Giggs right here, because I want to give him his props while he's right next to me. He helped the Sweetnesses and the Lexuses of the world.
Absolutely. And
they all were that were under him in terms of learning the street
absolutely
game.
And I give that shit. When Eddie calls me first ring, I pick up. I know where I'm at, and I know
not where you're at, but I'm just saying we gotta pay homage to
Eddie calls me and texts me, don't ever listen. See, Lex can't get into half of these clubs.
And we learned from the what's the old street team games? Alfonso and
that. I like that, though.
It's getting crazy. Lex promotion, man.
Raul.
I'm going to take advantage.
I know, but be nice.
Shout out to Kiko and
them. Come on. Nori, next one, Nori.
Next one. We got to switch subject.
Next one.
I won't let y'all go in.
No, next one, Nori.
Be real. Me, Subway,
Kiko. Oh, name.
I had a name.
Go.
This is my show age, or maybe not, because everybody might be down. I'm going to have to say the record label just to not confuse the name. Loud Records, Buddha.
Oh, nah.
That's right.
Big Pun.
Was the dude.
Big Pun. That was the one of the dudes. Buddha was one of the dudes, man. Yo, Buddha was one of the dudes.
At the time
man,
with Buddha.
That I never knew you could put up that many stickers in the world.
Yeah.
Buddha was one of the niggas, man, that blew a Big Pun by putting up stickers.
Yep.
And that he was the original one of them niggas
Buddha's
that was like, yo.
Shout out to Eddie also.
I watched them niggas, man. Him, his brother, you know, Gabby. All them niggas, man.
Gabby's so mad.
You know what I mean? My nigga Rick.
Like, Gabby's the
all them niggas.
Robbing them. All of them.
Puerto Rico Rob.
Like.
Puerto Rico.
Bobby.
Buddha. A lot of people don't know.
Nelson. How about Nelson?
Nelson as well. Yes, sir. And Nelson's still shaking out here.
He's killing it. I used to work with Buddha at VIP Record Pool with Al Pizarro.
Wow.
We used to check this out. Me Fever and Buddha Records. Used to go take cabs with the Fugees, everybody to promote their damn record and jumping in there. Matter of fact, I'll even take it more back. We was at Summer Jam and we snuck in Wyclef with me and Fat Joe. So everybody needs assistance back then. And that's what it's about at the end
of
the day.
But though that's what we're saying is we don't have those type of execs anymore. Those execs
and we're not paying enough respect to those people that did what they did.
Those execs put niggas on.
Word. No, that's real. That's
these new niggas, they ain't looking out for nobody but themselves.
It's true.
Mm. They not like, yo,
and
I see what you're doing.
And that's fine. Because in 2 years,
No, but to what we do is we just keep working. That's
because we're the pimps of the block, and every artist is a hoe on the
I'm gonna stop this real quick. I'm gonna tell y'all.
Think about that, right? Me and Shampoo are the pimps. Shampoo is the pimp of motherfucking New York. I'm the pimp of Miami, and there's a fucking artist on every block like a hoe.
Sweetness of breaking.
Let's be real. Let's be real. We always have a job because we're connected to our city because we don't fucking leave. We feed our city. It don't have to be a fucking charity. It don't gotta be nothing. We keep motherfuckers alive. We pay their rent. We help them do everything they can do and be better men.
The words of sweetness are not by Drink Champ.
No, be better businessmen.
That's real talk. Real talk.
I don't want my DJ just to be better. I want him to be a businessman. Yeah. I want to be like, if you see an ice cream show like DJ Effect, shout out to him, and I'm going to plug that in, Mr. Cream and Woodward.
Big up Mr. Cream and Woodward.
Yeah, exactly. So it's not just about being a DJ. It's about being a businessman.
Like DJ EFN doing Drink Champ.
Exactly, because I've been fucking with you for 10 years and you was doing, you feel me? Look where you at. Support your mans, even when they went nothing to something.
But like what we
say, I don't
want
to be, I live on Sunday every fucking Sunday. I'll see Stevie J on a Tuesday.
But to say that, what I was saying earlier, just with y'all, you come from the old school executive mind, like, I come up, my man is still with me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what I'm talking about. We don't have that no more.
No more, man.
Real talk.
It ain't about, like, yo, I'm moving. Yo, they got this position right here. Yo, let me put my man in there.
Yeah, but we always been like, we still got a team.
Yeah, exactly. But that's what I'm talking about.
I said that earlier.
It's never easy. Let's just be 100%. Right. Let's be 100%. It's never easy.
Like, this is beautiful. This is what hip-hop is about. If you win, your team win. But these new generation, they skip and step. They think social media, so they cut everybody off because they don't know what it is to be loyal to somebody. They don't know what it is to be loved because they don't know nobody. It's social media. They skip steps. Yep. So fuck them.
I don't want to
do a record and in 2 years you're nobody because I'm not going to sit here and tell you, oh, this is the next great idea. Fuck you. You're an artist. Tell me what the next great idea is and let me tell you what I can do with it. That's the point of being a marketing director. That's the point of being in the streets.
Facts.
That's the point of keeping you connected to the streets.
And
so you want to keep social media.
That's
basically it. Absolutely.
But wait. I want to segue this to something else. Like hold on, sweetness.
At his new age.
Facts.
Eat my ass, nigga. Let's go.
We need to relax.
I don't know where we went. Why they can't?
We just got canceled.
Everybody got to relax right now, please.
Why did Conan get brought into this? I don't know what happened.
Obviously, she wants that to be the ass eater.
As a father, I'm like, no, he's not eating that.
Later, bro.
Un poquito.
De
pipi. Shout
out to your jobs. We at work out again.
Where do you work?
AT&T.
Yo. So, big up Def Jam.
Yep.
Epic Records.
EP, what up, nigga?
Oh, yeah.
Hi, EP.
And big up, and conglomerate too, right? You down
conglomerate,
with
yeah, Busta, what up, boy?
I'm not Def Jam.
No,
she's
conglomerate.
Busta, no.
Busta Rhymes, what up, nigga?
One of the
conglomerate.
Best.
Happy birthday, Busta Rhymes. I saw the picture. Liv, how was Liv?
Oh, we had a good time.
Happy birthday, Biggie.
Fantastic times, my brother. Happy birthday, Busta. Once again, you know what I mean? There's a couple of other people's birthday too. Uncle Wise.
Biggie.
Uncle Wise, my birthday, Eddie's birthday coming up. Biggie's birthday as well. But Uncle Wise, happy 50th birthday.
Pac's birthday coming up.
We flew out to Virginia, all our people, and we spent his 50th birthday with him. So happy birthday, my Uncle Wise.
Virginia.
Yep.
Oh, the holding it?
Wait, what? What's going on?
I'm Frankie Avalon. You don't know about me?
No.
So, you know, happy birthday to my Uncle Wise. You roll two more? I don't got no more weed, right?
That's it?
This is it?
This nigga's incredible right here.
He's incredible. He did it.
Yo, bro, I just keep seeing more rolled blunts coming this way.
I know.
This is an incredible show in the world. I don't want to let you know.
And we had you on the Ice-T episode.
Yo, thank you.
And we had you on the Pop Daddy episode.
I want to thank both of you.
You've been shining for a long time.
Congratulations to y'all. Keep on fucking winning.
Yo, I can't believe the record that you just...
And again, as real motherfuckers, Nori keep putting on for the city. Call me, he called Sweetness, he called my nigga Rated Motherfucking All. That's the round circle, word, man, and I appreciate it, man.
Yes.
That's deep, because a lot of people like us, we don't get that proper shine.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying?
Sometimes we need the behind the scenes.
Yeah, yeah.
And Nori's up. He don't tell you. He's like, yo, come through my radio show, 8 o'clock, be there.
he told me 8:30.
So I'm like, all right, I'm coming through. I'm not even thinking. I'm here. He ain't telling me, yo,
I'm
going
to be just on the couch over there.
She was just
chilling.
She called me and was like, yo, I want to come with you to Nori because I got to speak to Nori about something.
Because I want to talk to you about, you know, something about a birthday.
Well, look,
Chi-Chi, before we get out of here, I have one thing. I wanted to get this out.
I got a pee-pees. Go ahead.
Go pee-pees.
No.
I'll keep talking.
I'm holding down.
No, I wanted to hear something from these guys right here.
All
right. An experience when you was promoting. I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to give you the example. When Pun died, right? He just died. He just passed.
I was about to take a piss.
Right?
Now I got to stay.
We were working for Echo Clothing. Right? They flew us out to the Puerto Rican Day Parade in New York. Right? And they had a float. And they played 100% for the first time to everybody there. And then they had us passing out the pun towels. And it was on the float was Fat Joe, Remy Ma, and who else? Anybody else?
Oh, Cuban Link.
Cuban Link. That was... I will never forget the energy that I felt. They played 100% like 100 times. Real talk.
We walked out.
And every time it played, it was like the first time I ever heard it. That was the energy that was popping right there.
We was throwing the pun. The
yeah, we was right. giving. I'm telling you right now, me, myself, I was out there promoting myself. And it was the best experience in my life. So as a marketer and a promoter, what experience like that did you guys ever have?
My experience was Once Theo Brown got, you know what I mean, salute to Theo Brown, when we was at TVT, he got the job at Def Jam, and he was like, yo, we got this new artist named Jules Santana, new artist from Atlanta called The Snowman, another guy called Rick Ross, and this girl named Rihanna, and we have poster boards. He was like, yo, we need to go on this, we need to move crazy. I took it upon myself to buy a shopping cart, and we hit the whole 1 and 9. If this is, we talking about Jersey, 1 and 9, Route 3, all the way to Summer Jam. The next morning, High 97 said, "Yo, if you look in the, if you don't know how to get to Summer Jam, just follow the poster boards." That was a moment because they was like, yo, my nigga, they just said follow the poster boards. And as a street team dude, we got it. We get up early to put in that work.
Of course.
And that was acknowledgement. Never. But that was one moment for me that nobody knew. It was a moment. Right. The personality just said it naturally, like, yo, if you're trying to find out how to get to Summer Jam, follow the poster boards.
That's dope.
But to you, you like, yo, I told you, nigga. I caught these niggas. I told you. They can't fuck with us. That's the excitement that we don't have no more. That's but dope. That was a moment.
Sweetness, what you got? Te fuiste, you all right?
No, I'm sorry. I was listening to him because I was like reminiscing.
You were looking at the posters.
I was reminiscing. I'm like damn, spring bling. I was like, I remember when it was like, it's like 12 posters up the pole. Like, you're wearing all black. Like, it's like a whole, like, scheme. Like, you gotta, like, you know what I mean? You was asking him, like, the best moment of his record promoter.
My moment
was...
The time you met Eddie?
Oh, that ass!
My baby! Eddie, I love you. Wherever you at, I don't see him in the room. Listen, Eddie's my guy. My best moment in hip-hop? It's got to be when Busta called me. Like, you gotta understand, like, when Busta called me, I was about 3 years.
17.
No, 3 years from now, and it's been almost 12, so 9 years in the game. And I was called by a record label rep who does the whole nationality. His name is Shadow. And he was like, yo.
Shout out to Shadow.
Busta, yeah, shout out to Shadow. One of my biggest mentors.
My guy, Shadow, what up?
Yeah, like, Busta's about to call you. And I was like, for what? Like, what's going on? And this was actually about a week and a half before Revolt, the first Revolt. Not just Revolt, the first Revolt.
Revolt, the network?
Yeah, like the whole Miami. Revolt. Yeah, Revolt.
Oh,
like
the conference.
Weekend. Yeah, the conference.
All right.
Yeah, and it's like, it's going to be in Miami. And Shadow was like, I've called two other people, and they're the one, they represent, they said that you're the one. He was like, but I don't know how Busta's going to feel about a female, you know, trying to get a record played in the studio. Right. I was like, just have him call me. So when Busta calls me, honestly, I didn't believe it. I hung up on him. I was like, all right, Shadow, y'all cute. Hung up, calls me back. He was like, yo, you Sweetness from Miami, you work records? I was like, yeah. I was like, yeah. He's like, this Busta Rhymes. Like, all right. I hung up with you on the first time, so talk to me. He's like, so I got this new artist. His name is O.T. Genesis. We got this Coco record. I was like, all right. He's like, so I've never really hired a female before to work records, Gorilla-wise or whatever. You know, I hear from Shadow that you're the one. I was like, all right, yeah. I obviously talked a lot. He let me speak, and he was like, all right, so the check came in the next day. OT came into the market with Busta, and Busta was like, whatever I got to do to make this nigga pop in, I'll do. And I was like, does that mean that you're going to get on the mic? And the like, mind you, this is a living legend. This is somebody that's had the hits for years.
Absolutely.
Like, for him to say, I'll do whatever I can for my artist was a big deal to me, because I've had artists that have been signed to other, like, Ludacris. I've had other, Small World. signed to other big artists.
Like Ludacris? Like Ludacris? You said like Ludacris. Like,
I've had other artists that they want me to work certain records and they're signed to bigger artists.
Like Ludacris, you said.
Like Ludacris.
And then what you was going to say about that?
Busta put out a lot more effort than other bigger artists. What it did for their artists. And that was the big thing with me. I was like, yeah, you're signed to this person, but what is they doing? Right. Like, let's be real. Zoe Dallas, Future, like, what is Future really doing for
them? And then we completed the Drink Champ shows.
But my point the best part for me was when a living legend says to me, I'm willing to do whatever I can to put this
when
person
when Busta entrusted you.
Somebody that I used to do like choreographed dances to in middle school and calls my phone personally and tells me, whatever you need me to do to make this happen, I will do.
That's there crazy, right? What was that club?
We're like
10 years forward.
There's two different clubs. Like,
I went way back.
It's like
early
in
the I knew you were stir crazy. On that,
no, it's I was. Come on, you left me hanging? Come on. Yo, listen. We had fun tonight.
It was fantastic. I want to thank you, man.
Listen, this is the behind the scenes of the behind the scenes.
Of the behind the scenes.
Like the remix to the remix.
Of the remix of the remixer.
I like it.
And the other remix after that.
I like it.
I'm going to buy a big bomb.
Times two.
Times 17,000.
Maybe and 1 minute, guys.
You look like you took a little piece, Shep.
No.
You
took a little piece. I had a lot of Tiger Ball and a lot of vodka.
Let's clarify what a little piece is because in case people think you taking
Molly.
One-on-one.
Molly.
Molly. Yeah,
Molly Ringwald, that bitch boy.
That was
the good old days, back in the day.
Yeah, good old days.
That was the good old days.
Isn't a bad.
I'm too old to do that now. I don't know what my left leg is gonna do.
It's in the past, man. All right, I don't even know how to end this one. Studios. Yo, Sweetness, shout out.
Hey,
hold on. Sweetness, ain't you like conglomerate? Like,
no, I'm the senior marketing director.
Senior marketing director of conglomerate. God damn it. Rated R, what you doing right now?
Submitting like crazy, you know what I'm saying? Fighting with this war.
Submitting like crazy.
You're talking about submitting records. Beats.
Submitting beats like crazy.
Oh, okay.
Putting
on
younger niggas, not fronting like I did the beat, you know what I'm saying? And all that. Trying to big a big MC, so like you got to give back. And you know what I'm saying? And, you know, at the end of the day, I learned in this game, and my father always told me, how they pay you is how they respect you. So if they ain't paying you, they ain't respect you. Word up.
Shampoo.
G word.
Still working records. Got Conan. New artists. Pay attention. Look out for him. We got my nigga TB. Dot Dollars. Female artist Brooklyn. And we just working, man. YNVS Records, man. Just keep on the lookout. We working. And I'm still working records. Def Jam, Epic, E1, Warner, Atlantic. Same old. E1 still working.
Yo. The check is lovely. Wow. E1.
Big shout out to Gabby.
Is it E1?
Gabby, because she used to be at Def Jam. What's her last name, Gabrielle?
I remember her.
Yeah.
E1 is lovely.
Because she's married to Skane.
E1.
Yeah, that's my previous. Yep. I got love for her. Sweet. And Skane. And Skane Dollar.
Original.
And big up Skane Dollar. Yeah, I got love for her. White girl, correct?
Yep.
She used to run Def Jam.
She used to be the jam at Def Jam.
At Def Jam, yeah, that's my people.
Now she's the big boss at E1.
At E1, yeah, man, big up, man. I wish when I did business with E1, she was there. Yep. But hopefully we continue because me and Alan Grumlow, I owe him something, so I got him. You know what I mean?
You gotta do one record.
Relativity.
Nah.
One album.
Gotta relax. Give a little piece.
A little piece for later.
A little piece. And you gotta. And you always listen. Even when you take a little piece for now.
Yeah.
You gotta always remember. Save a little piece for later.
Yeah.
Save a little piece for later.
You gotta close out like that.
One love. Drink chance. Peace.
Find all your favorite movies and shows faster with Xfinity. Just speak into the X1 voice remote to search across live TV, on demand, even Netflix and Prime Video. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply.